Hey families, welcome to this episode of Adventures of the Star Keepers, an Elevation Church Kids podcast. Make sure to check out the show notes because we've got some questions for your family to answer together related to the topic of today's episode. See you on the other side.
I'll get you out. Man, you had me worried.
I had you worried? I've been listening to the bots get closer and closer, thinking for sure the giant robo T-Rex had eaten you. And I had you worried? Oh.
What? Did I hurt you?
No. You stink. Have you been fighting robots or swimming in garbage? Ugh.
Whatever. I'm just glad you're okay. We've gotta go.
We can't go. We haven't finished the mission.
The mission's over. We lost. The universe is... it's falling apart. We can't stop it now.
Well, we have to try.
There's no point in trying anymore. We've got to leave.
And go where? It's not like there are many more planets left.
I don't know. But we can't stay here.
I wish the commander was here. She'd know what to do.
Me too. But it's better that she's gone. I wouldn't want her caught up in this with us.
They're coming! I don't think we'll be able to get past them now.
Then we'll take as many bots down with us as we can.
What is that?
I don't know. It almost looks like a portal, but it's so unstable. The colors are all strange.
I wonder if it could be...
What? Lex, your bracelet! Look at your bracelet!
It's flashing! It hasn't done that since...
I know, but what does it mean?
I think it means this is another dimensional tear. It has to be.
You're not thinking about going through it, are you?
Yes! You were right when you said there's nothing else we could do here. But we still have a purpose. There might be people we can help through this tear. And there's only one way to find out! Catch you on the other side!
Oh man, River, this place is the best. It's so relaxing here.
Isn't it awesome? I don't remember ever jumping through a portal to somewhere so peaceful.
Right? Finally, we get a break. I've been getting blisters riding around on horses, eating food from people who haven't even bothered to invent a microwave. Nearly got eaten by a behemicorn, still mad about that by the way, and came this close to having to fight a dragon. Enough! It's Dex time. I'll take some nachos and a nap, please.
I don't know about nachos, but I think we could definitely find a nice patch of grass to stretch out on for a nap. What?
No. Do not finish that sentence. That did not just happen. There's no weird, funny-looking portal over there. It's just you, me, sunshine, and a bunch of happy birds who are going to go back to singing right now.
Come on, Dex. Look at it. It's so strange. It doesn't look like any portal I've ever seen.
Brooks! We did it! We're okay!
I can't believe it. Another dimensional tear, right when there was no way out.
And just look where it took us. I'd almost forgotten what trees and grass look like.
Hi?
Don't move! Who are you? Where... Wait, no, it's impossible.
Commander, is that you?
Whoa, dude, chill out. First, Can you please point the laser-looking thing somewhere else? Second, why are you staring at my friend?
Yeah, why are you looking at me like that? And who are you?
Commander, it's us. It's Lex and Brooks.
Who?
They sound like a country music band.
We're your lieutenants.
Ow!
Did you just poke yourself in the eye trying to salute them?
No. Maybe.
Commander, surely you remember us. You've only been gone a couple of years.
I think Buzz Lightyear here is a little bit confused.
Dex? Sorry, sir, but you've got the wrong girl.
Lex, something's happened to her. She's forgotten. Maybe when she went through the dimensional tear, it somehow messed with her memory.
So, Command, I mean, River, what's the earliest memory you have?
Well, a little over 2 years ago, actually. I kind of just woke up in a cave. There was no one else there, and I couldn't remember anything. I had some really weird clothes on, and the only thing I knew was that I had to stop someone called Ratterfor.
Did your clothes look like mine?
Yeah, they did.
River, I'm not sure how to tell you any of this, but you're one of us. You're a Starkeeper.
She's a what now?
A Starkeeper. A member of a highly trained group of soldiers who protect the heart of the universe.
Impossible.
Awesome.
You have to believe us. The last time we saw you, you left on a dangerous mission to follow our leader after she betrayed us and destroyed the heart of the universe.
Oof. That sounds rough. What's this heart of the universe?
A very special gem. It supplies energy to the whole universe. And it's our job to protect it.
I can't believe your leader would betray you and destroy it.
Yeah. We didn't know it, but the whole time she was a Starkeeper, she was planning to steal the heart and use its energy to turn everything in our universe into robots.
Robots? What's your leader's name?
Simone. Simone Ratiform.
No way!
Maybe we should tell you the whole story.
Lieutenant Brooks? Lieutenant Lex?
Yes, Commander River!
I'm about to go plan the mission with Admiral Ratiform. I want both of you in there with me. You'll have an important role once the mission starts.
Yes, ma'am.
Admiral Ratiform, we're ready.
Good. The robot army is approaching the system fast.
Do we know who their leader is yet, ma'am?
No. All we know is that they're after the heart. I'll take Commander Darius and his keepers to the Sanctuary of the Heart. We'll guard the sanctuary. Commander River, you take the other half of the keepers to engage the robots when they land.
Yes, ma'am. I'll split our company up. Lieutenants Lex and Brooks will each take 8 keepers to attack the enemy from 2 sides. The other 4 keepers will stay with me so we can quickly respond to any surprises.
Very well. You may leave when ready.
Yes, ma'am. And please, watch after Darius.
I'll take good care of your brother, Commander. Dismissed!
I'm going to skip ahead in the story a bit.
Whoa. Wait, I have a brother?
River is some kind of Starkeeper captain or something?
We were going to fight an entire army with like 20 people?
You heard Ratiform's voice and didn't automatically know she's a bad guy? She sounds like a cross between an evil cat and a mad squirrel.
She served in the Keepers honorably for years. We had no idea she was doing it just to get close to the heart.
Let me finish the story. Everything will make more sense.
Can I make some popcorn first?
No.
On your left! Watch out!
I've got him.
Oh!
Why did you punch it? We have laser pistols.
I don't know. I just reacted. It worked, didn't it?
Lieutenant Lex, come in. Our left flank is nearly clear. We'll be moving up soon.
This is Lieutenant Lex. Stay where you are. Lieutenant Brooks has gone with Commander River. She has a distress signal from her brother at the Sanctuary of the Heart and is investigating. You'll receive orders from me.
Yes, ma'am.
Did she say Commander River and Lieutenant Brooks went to the Sanctuary? That's where Admiral Ratiform went.
Yeah. I hope they're okay.
Darius? Darius, answer me! Where are you?
We're nearly at the Sanctuary, ma'am. He should have been posted right here.
I know. We've got to find him. Keep trying to reach Admiral Ratiform.
All I'm getting is static on her end.
Just keep trying. Watch out!
Ugh, I hate those robo-wasps. They almost got me. Thanks, Commander.
Don't mention it. Wait, I see someone. At the door of the sanctuary. Is that the Admiral?
I think so. What's she doing? We're not supposed to ever go inside the sanctuary. Just protect it. She just blasted the door open!
Let's go. After her. Admiral Ratiform! What are you doing?
What are you doing, Commander? I believe I ordered you to engage the robot army where they landed.
I got a distress signal from my brother.
Oh, I see. How unfortunate.
What do you mean? Where is he?
Where, when, it doesn't matter. He's gone. And I suggest you do the same. Leave. Now. Toodaloo. Bye. Adios.
Admiral. Ma'am, why are you holding the heart of the universe?
Because it's finally time to stop this silly act. I'm going to use all the wonderful energy in this gym to turn every living thing in this universe into a robot.
What?
It's you. You're the leader of the robot army. We trusted you to help us protect the heart.
Yes, and I'm so glad you did. It's more proof that what I'm doing is necessary. Organic life, especially humanity, is so primitive. Ugh. Robots and technology are the future. And now, with this gem, the future is here.
What's she doing?
Something on her hand is glowing. She's got some kind of bracelet hooked up to a machine. And it's drawing power from the heart. We've got to stop her.
It sounds like it's about to...
What? What? It exploded! It wasn't supposed to do that! The two of you should be all shiny and metallic and perfect. What happened?
She destroyed it. The heart is gone.
Well, well. A dimensional tear. There must be another universe close by. It seems I might have another chance to create a universe full of robots.
Another universe? She can't be serious.
Oh, can't I? Good luck saving this universe without the heart, you two. Ta-da!
Brooks, that thing she just went through is closing. Whatever it is, it won't stay open for long. I've got to follow her.
No, you can't.
I have to. Only she knows what happened to my brother. And she might also know how to bring the heart back. You know our universe is doomed with it destroyed.
You don't even know if you'll be able to get back.
We don't have a choice. Find Lex and the other keepers, and do whatever you can to defeat the robots and restore the heart. One way or another, I'll find Ratiform, stop her, and come back.
Yes, ma'am. Good luck, Commander. We won't let you down.
I know. May the heart be with you.
May the heart be with you, Commander.
And that's it. Without the heart, our universe started falling apart.
I'm so sorry.
Whoa. Just... whoa. River. You're from another universe. I mean, I know you always had to be from some other planet, but... another universe?
I'm sure it's a lot to take in. And probably hard for you to believe, Commander. River.
No, I believe you. But who am I? And why hasn't Ratiform ever recognized me? I had this whole other life, and it sounds so different. What do I do now? I don't know my purpose.
Are you serious? Nothing's changed. River, we keep saving portal stars. And if we see Ratiform again, we take her down. Or maybe our new friends here do that part.
But Dex, if all the Star Keepers together couldn't stop Ratiform, the four of us won't have a chance.
We can get answers and make plans later. Step one is restoring your memory. I've got a portable synapster that can take care of it. Unfortunately, you won't remember your time in this universe, but at least you'll be back to normal.
Hey, you can't just delete her memories of everything we've done. I'm like her favorite person ever. She'd be lost without me. River, don't do it.
We have to, Dex. The Commander needs her memories of being a Starkeeper if we're going to stop Ratiform in your universe.
How am I supposed to decide between who I was and who I am? I want to remember, but I don't want to forget Dex and everything.
What's that?
What's what?
That! On Dex's wrist!
Looks like melted cheese. Where'd that come from? Oh, you mean this wrist. That's my dad's bracelet.
Oh no, Brooks. It's too late. She's done it again.
Hey, I haven't done—
Not you. Ratiform. She's found the heart of your universe. And judging by Dex's bracelet, she's already destroyed it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers. Don't forget to take a look at the show notes for questions for your family to answer together. Also, you can check us out at elevationchurch.org for even more fun content for your kids and resources and sermons for you. See you on the next episode of Adventures of the Starkeepers.